Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So last week we talked about gut health and the role in terms of mental health. And this week I'm actually going to talk about some ways to improve our gut health that hopefully can improve some of our mental health. So one of the key things we focus on is something called the microbiome. So the microbiome in our gut, we have trillions of microbes that are bacteria, fungi, and even viruses. And they actually play a large role in our health, including our mental health. And they're actually responsible for production of something called a happy transmitter, which is serotonin, and it actually produces another chemical in our body called GABA, which is a neurotransmitter that regulates anxiety. So let's talk about three ways to optimize our gut health. So one of the first ones is to eat a gut-friendly diet. So when we think of that, we think of omega fatty acids, for example. They can be very anti-inflammatory, and they're typically found in fatty fish and nuts and seeds. We talk about foods high in something called polyphenols, and we actually talked a little bit about polyphenols around Valentine's Day because things like chocolate and green tea actually contain polyphenols, and they're actually helpful for the growth of beneficial bacteria. Fermented foods actually contain a lot of beneficial bacteria to help our gut. Whole grains can actually increase our bacteria. There's so many different things that we can use, including probiotic supplements. The second thing I wanted to point out is just making sure we're slowing down and staying hydrated and really moving our body. So mindful eating is really important, slowing down when we eat, drinking plenty of water, and really exercise really helps our digestion and helps stimulate something called peristalsis. It actually helps our body digest and helps with our digestive tract. And then the last thing, last week I talked about the vagus nerve, and that we really want to help tone the vagus nerve to improve its function, and therefore help our ability to slow down that fight or flight response. So a couple of key things that I focus on with patients are deep breathing. One of the things you can actually do is sing or hum or gargle, and that actually strengthens our vocal cords, which are actually connected to the vagus nerve. And of course, things like laughing, which we all need more laughing in our lives right now, can actually have a similar effect. So a couple of key things I've pointed out, if people want to get some more information, if they have some gut health, mental health issues, they want to get some help naturopathically, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
Your brain and your gut are connected, and if you want to treat them naturally and stay happy, all you have to do is call Dr. Betty Rosendahl at 905-707-2001. A complimentary consultation by phone or in person is yours. Just remember the name, Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, and Dr. Betty Rosendahl, and the number again, 905-707-2001. Thanks for that information, Dr. Betty. I look forward to what we talk about next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.